This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back into Sports Talk this Wednesday, March 19th edition. Over on the Big 870 AM, you can hear the Pelicans taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. They got them tonight. And then another matchup in Minnesota on Friday. We're going to be doing a bit of a Saints Power Hour coming up. We'll get into some audio from Landon Young. He spoke today to the media after re-upping with the Black and Gold. And then after the first break, new tight end Jack Stahl will join us here on WWL Saints Radio. Real quick look at the NCAA scoreboard. Some men's play-in games, the first four games, I should say, in action right now. We've got the Dayton Flyers up over the Florida Atlantic Owls 44-38, and then looking at Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers up 64-51 over American University Eagles. Both those games are in the second.
That's the playing game right now for the first four is Mount St. Mary's 64-51, and then later on tonight with an 8-10 scheduled tip, we'll see how long this Mount St. Mary's American game goes. 11-seeded Xavier versus 11-seeded Texas. Now, I think it's kind of a short trip to Dayton from where Xavier is. It's going to probably be kind of a home court advantage, so to speak. But Texas, running through the gauntlet of the SEC, kind of sneaks in as the 14th team in the conference. So that should be a really fun matchup. Xavier's 2.5-point favorites, and all that action is going to be on the bet tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to everything really tipping off tomorrow, and it's just going to be wall-to-wall basketball. You can tune in, get all those stations down. I know they're on, you know, True TV this evening, and then I'm sure you can follow the NCAA tournament through CBS and all over the place tomorrow night.
Steve,
tomorrow,
did you
all
see
day, I should say.
The Google impressions for True TV, like how it just spikes every single March. It's one of the funniest things. Like, people will Google, you know, what channel is True TV or where's True TV?
Right, exactly.
Just for the NCAA tournament, because it's going to be on that. It's going to be on TBS, TNT. It's going to be, as you mentioned, wall-to-wall action from basically 11:45, I think, is first tip with Creighton and Louisville tomorrow morning, all the way until, I think, the last tip is like 9:10. So it's basically 12 straight hours. In my opinion, the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament, the round of 64.
The best, right.
The best days on the sports calendar. I love it so much. It's just, it's so fun, so entertaining. It's so many unexpected results, like all the upsets that everyone loves to talk about, the Cinderellas. But this is where it all starts. And if there's a bad game, there's three others on at any given time, it feels like. So, I can't wait for tomorrow's action.
What's wild now is the fact that because of all the technology, anywhere you go, you have access to the games. It's not like you have to be stuck at home watching. You could be on your laptop, on your phone, listening on the radio, wherever. You're not just, you know, excluded from these games as I was as a young whippersnapper, I should say.
Yeah, you know, I haven't done it in a couple of years, Steve, but there used to be kind of the quadrants that you could do where when there are those four games on at once in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, you can have all four of them up on one screen.
Right.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm sure I have YouTube TV. I'm sure I could do that with
that. Yeah, I'm sure you could probably figure out how to do it. But it's, I remember doing that a couple years back, and it was like sensory overload a little bit because you're just like, okay, wait, what's happening in this game? What's happening in this game? And then you're watching like as it kind of gets down to the end of one game and you're trying to see if there's an upset that's about to happen. Meanwhile, another game is kind of in the first half and stuff. So it's a lot to kind of handle, but it is so, so much fun.
Looking at what the Saints have been doing in free agency, one of the guys they've brought back into the mix is offensive lineman Landon Young. He got to speak with the local media today. He'll join Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier at 5:20 tomorrow, but let's hear what Landon Young had to say at least today with the local media.
Hey, Landon, welcome back, man. Just kind of talk about what this has been like for you, first time being a free agent and just kind of playing the waiting game and then landing back in New Orleans.
I'm excited to be back. Like you said, that free agency kind of starts and it's kind of unknown. You don't know who else has interest. You don't know if your team's still going to have interest. So that was a little nerve wracking at first. And New Orleans came back and said that they wanted to work on a contract. And I'm super, super duper excited to be back. I love the city. I love the program and all the guys I get to play with.
What did you make of playing guard last year? And how do you feel like that went for you?
I actually thought it went really well. I didn't know how I would like the transition. I played a little bit, of course, the previous season during camp and stuff, so I got a little taste of it. but I definitely think it's a lot easier to go from tackle to guard than a guard going out to tackle, now playing both. But I thought it was a good transition. I thought that there was still some obvious stuff that I was learning from being the first time I've ever played that position, but I think it's definitely something that could be expanded on this year if that's what they choose to do with me.
Yeah. Has the staff kind of communicated at all where they see you? Is that something that?
No, we haven't had any specifics quite yet. I'm sure when we get down there for OTAs, there'll be a little bit more talk. I have talked with the O-line coach, of course, and he really liked that. He watched my film from last year and liked that I had the ability to do all kind of four positions, and so I'm assuming that's again something that they're going to look into on me.
Who all have you had a chance to talk with? Did you talk to Brennan and Kellen and others while you're making your decision?
I actually haven't had a chance to talk to Kellen yet, but I did talk to Brennan Nugent, and of course I had him my rookie year as our offensive line coach, so we kind of had that relationship started anyway. So I got to talk to him a little bit, and then pretty much anybody else that was talking was through my agent.
Landon, what have you learned about yourself throughout the years since you've been drafted by the Saints?
Definitely that, you know, when you get out of college and get into the draft and everything, and you feel like you're playing level and you're you know, a really good player coming out of college. And then when you get in the NFL, it just makes you realize that there's a whole nother level to this sport that people don't realize. And, you know, you can be a really good player in college and come in and not do very well in the league. And I think people see that all the time. But I think the thing that I really learned about myself is that there was so much taller of a ceiling, that there's so much improvement that I've been able to make each year. And it's still a lot more improvement to be made. And just, you know, expanding on the knowledge of the game, expanding on the knowledge of your technique and different playbooks and, you know, retaining those playbooks. But I would say that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned, you know, from the draft until now.
What is it like to see kind of a coach leave and come back like Brendan and just working with him again? How instrumental was he your first year?
He was very instrumental to me. And like I said, that was kind of my kickoff into the NFL and kind of, you know, him and Streif both kind of took me under their wing and told me, you know, pretty much taught me the basics in the NFL and really expanded my performance and my play and my abilities. But I'm very excited. Obviously, having a guy that you've had a relationship with before would be a lot better coming in because you kind of have those initial, you know, introductions out of the way and you can really get down to the root cause of stuff. And then also being a coach that's coached me before, he knows kind of the things that I need to work on already and things that maybe I've improved and things that we can expand on in my technique and different blocks and be able to work on different stuff now, rather than a new guy that's kind of coming in and having to learn you completely new from scratch.
Landon, with as many injuries as the Saints offensive line had to deal with last year, just ability for you to just go from saying, okay, I was not starting or I was on the bench, then I have to come in. Like, what is that like for an offensive lineman when you have to kind of just juggle and always have to be ready?
It definitely has its pros and cons, obviously. You know, the later in the week that you get that notification that you're going to be going to maybe the opposite side of the line or playing interior or exterior, you kind of got to prepare pretty quick on that. But besides that, you know, I feel like that's kind of what we all sign up for. If you're not that day one starter that's going on the line, like last year, like obviously I was not a day one starting five, but I feel like that's something that getting into a team, getting into the league and not being a day one starter, that's something you have to be prepared for no matter what. And I think that a lot of the guys with me that were not on that initial five had that kind of mentality that, you know, if they want me to play and they have faith in me that I can do it, I'll go out and do it. And that was my mindset completely. I was like, I'm going to try to help this team in any position that they want to put me, whether it's jumbo tight end, whether it's tackle, whether it's guard. I'm going to go in there and play my absolute best and prove to them that, one, that I can do it and I can help the team, but another, that they might want to keep me around longer because I can do those specific things and so willing to do it.
Have Saints 2021 sixth-round pick Landing Young re-upping with the black and gold. And I know this signing isn't going to blow anyone's socks off, but a really valuable depth piece for this Saints offensive line. You know, we've seen them play both tackle spots, left guard, right guard on occasion. So someone that can give you a spot start and definitely some valuable depth in case somebody does go down in game.
I do think it was interesting what he said at kind of the start of that presser, Steve, where he mentioned transitioning from tackle to guard is a lot easier than the inverse. So, you know, starting off as a tackle and then learning guard, he can do both. It's a versatile depth piece, and that's exactly what we're getting with someone like Landon Young.
We'll hear from another guy who knows a little bit about run blocking, also playing the tight end position. Jack Stahl, new Saints addition in free agency, be joining us next right here on WWL Saints Radio after the break.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone, You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back here on WWL Sports Talk, joining me and Charlie Long. New Saints tight end Jack Stahl joins the radio huddle. Jack, how the heck are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just happy to be a Saint over here.
Awesome to hear. And, you know, always curious about people's journey. I know you started out growing up in Colorado. Was football always something that was on the mind of a young Jack Stahl?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I had cousins play all over, some at Notre Dame, Ohio State, Harvard. So, you know, I just grew up with, in a football extended family. So football was always on my mind. It was always something. I was a young kid looking up to those guys. So it was, it's always just been something that I've looked forward to and, you know, love playing.
So how does a Colorado guy end up going to Nebraska?
Well, you know, it's a state over, and to be honest with you, it was really had a lot to do with some of the coaches there. They ended up, you know, catching my tape somehow. They liked it, and actually, you know, some of the coaches who are now in New Orleans ended up being on that staff too, including, you know, my tight ends coach, okay. Chase, and so you know, it was one of those deals where you know, I was lucky enough for them to like me. They ran a pro-style offense at the time, and that was pretty enticing to me. So, you know, they lured me in there and, you know, never looked back.
Jack, undrafted in 2021, entering your fifth year in the NFL. I just wanted to give you the chance. Introduce yourself to the Who Dat Nation. What can they expect from you as the tight end of the black and gold offense?
No doubt. You know, listen, I'm going to be a guy who's going to leave everything out on that field. That's something I take pride in. I think, you know, I'm just blessed to be able to keep the cleats on my feet for a job, and that's how I want to keep it. And so I'll go out there and, you know, give everything I got for Who Dat Nation. And it's been an unbelievable, you know, just past week of just seeing the fans, all the love that they show. And listen, you're going to get everything from me. You know, I know I'm looked at as just a run blocking guy, and listen, I'll bring that, but I'm looking forward to, you know, expanding my role here. And, you know, that's something I talked with some of the coaches about, and something that, you know, I'm really putting on myself this year is to be an all around tight end and not just looked at as some run blocking guy. So listen, you'll see me giving my all every time I'm out on that field, and hey, nothing less.
Jack, before we kind of get into, like, every single free agent that we've talked to has some sort of connection to a coach or just a connection to the team in general, but your connection's obviously with the Eagles. We'll talk a little bit about Kellen Moore in a second here, but I wanted to ask you about TJ Paganetti, who has been with Philadelphia for what it seems like forever, and he's still a very young guy, 35 years old, but in 2023 specifically, he was the assistant tight ends coach. It was one of, like, the 20 roles that he served with the Eagles' assistant staff, so you worked directly with him, and he's coming out to New Orleans as the run game coordinator. I want to get your thoughts on your connection with Paganetti.
Yeah, TJ is my guy. He's an unbelievable guy in general. You know, someone who, whenever he's in the room, he's gonna get the boys going. You know, you can always chop it up with him, and it'll be a good time. But, you know, he's just a smart football mind. And, you know, one of the biggest things I think that happened with him is just working under Jeff Stoutland in Philly, who, you know, is a really well known line coach throughout the NFL. And, you know, he's been able to work under him, and, you know, you learn a lot whenever you're with someone like that. And he's just been soaking up knowledge, and he's one of those guys who he'll get everything right in the run game. And listen, he will dot his I's and cross his T's. He'll make sure every little detail is taken care of. So I couldn't be more happy to be with him again, and he'll be making sure that run game's looking good out here.
you know, all the talk I feel like leading up to the hiring of Kellen Moore as the head coach of the Saints was how young he was to be, you know, considered for the job. But when you look at the experience and obviously the playing time he's had around the NFL, very seasoned coach coming into his first head coaching gig. But from your experience around him, what can Hudats and what do you expect out of Kellen Moore?
Listen, Kellen is an unbelievable coach, and just in my, you know, couple months that I was in Philly with him, you know, one thing I noticed that I think he does a phenomenal job of is looking at the personnel he has and adjusting the offense to them. You know, there are some coaches who will be stagnant and they'll just run whatever their offense is and just find a way to make it work. I think from what I saw, Kellen did a phenomenal job of looking at the personnel he had and adjusting the offense to what the guys were out on the field. And that's something that, you know, as simple as that sounds, that doesn't happen across the NFL that often. There's a lot of coaches who will just run their system. And he did a phenomenal job of doing that. He's an awesome guy just to have around. You know, he's someone very – who will make sure that all the players are taken care of. And, you know, he's someone that you like having, you know – kind of taking steer of the ship over there. He's someone that you look forward to having, and you know he'll make it so that you walk in the building and you're happy to be there. And he'll get the job done. I know that for sure.
The Eagles showed it last year, Jack. I mean, being able to run the football and stop the run still plays in the NFL. Yes, it's kind of turned into a passing league, but you still got to be able, when it comes down to January and February, run the football, stop the run. And in the run game, obviously we mentioned TJ, we mentioned Kellen, bringing over some pieces from that Eagles run game that was so elite this past year. But kind of give your thoughts on, you know, being a run blocker and being able to step up and beat down whoever's on the opposite side of you, so to speak, and really kind of open up some holes, because the black and gold run game is something that definitely needs to improve.
Yeah, and listen, I think really in the run game, it's a lot about leverage. It's a lot about angles and just understanding the intent of the play. And that's one thing that, you know, having someone like a TJ in the room is phenomenal having, because he'll teach you where the ball is supposed to hit, where you know the ball could bounce back to. And so he does a phenomenal job of that. And, you know, it's something that it really is an art that, you know, kind of gets lost a little bit, is just understanding leverage, understanding defenses, what they're presenting to you, what a certain defense will give you in the run game. So it's really something that I know between Kellen, between us, between, you know, TJ, between everyone on the staff, I know that they'll get all those details dialed. And I'm just excited to see what Kellen creates out down here in New Orleans.
Jack, what can Hudats know about you off the field? What are things like you like to get into when it's not all about football?
Listen, I've been all over. You know, I'm a man of many hobbies. You know, we start with golf. I'm not too good, but you know, I'll pretend and say I am. I'll go out there and I'll do okay. But you know what? I love just going out there with some of the guys. That's awesome. You know, I got into hunting this past year. My wife's uncle actually owns some land, so you know, we went geese hunting, and I actually was just eating some geese jerky here earlier today. Nice. And then, yeah, really, those are kind of the big hobbies. You know, relaxing, hanging with the boys, having a couple poker nights over a couple cold ones, stuff like that. But listen, I'm all over, and I you know what? There's a lot of things I'll do. As long as you're hanging with the boys, it's normally a good time.
No, it's a sportsman's paradise, I'm sure you've heard over here. So plenty of fishing, hunting, golf as well. You're going to definitely enjoy it. There's even the Saints hold a charity golf event every year. I know you'll enjoy being part of that as well. As for the food scene, I'm sure, you know, that's something I don't know if you've had experience with here yet at all.
Have you been to New Orleans yet, Jack?
So, yes, I went back to sign about a week ago, and that was just a quick day trip. But, you know, me and my wife actually went down there, I want to say about 2 years ago, and, you know, did the typical Bourbon Street and, you know, did a, you know, riverboat tour and all that. And so I'll tell you what, just walking down and just you walk into a random spot and it's some of the best food you'll have in your life. I had a po' boy. That was phenomenal. You know, I don't even know. I don't know what you guys do down there, but even the Popeyes taste better. So, listen, it'll be I'm looking forward to it, and trust me, I'll be having to watch my diet a little more closely.
Yeah, everyone down here has got to be a little bit careful. But, Jack, I just wanted to ask you as well, have you spoken to any of your new offensive teammates, quarterback Derek Carr, any of the receivers, offensive linemen, other tight ends, any of that just yet?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mostly it's been tight ends. You know, I saw Foster when I came in and signed. It was kind of a day where I think it was just mostly – you know, a couple guys in the building, but Foster was one of them, and he's a phenomenal guy and always been someone. I actually met him at the tight end U event that they hold every single year out in Nashville. So he's an awesome dude. You know, Juwan hit me up on Instagram, and, you know, he seems like a phenomenal guy. And listen, I think it'll be an awesome room, and it'll just be a room that gels really well together. And I think whenever you spend that much time doing something and enjoying being around a certain group of guys, it'll be awesome. So I have no doubt it'll be a phenomenal room.
Jack, definitely appreciate the time. Thanks so much. And look forward to seeing you in action with the Hoodats this year. I know you're going to be enjoying, relishing the home crowd in the Caesars Superdome. It's quite an amazing time, and looking forward to seeing all that comes for the black and gold this year. Thanks so much for the time.
Anytime. Let's get after it. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack Stahl, new Saints tight end, joining us right here on WWL Saints Radio. Good stuff from Jack, wishing him the best. And I know, you know, we've read about a lot how he's really a run-blocking specialist. And, you know, Alvin Kamara will definitely appreciate his presence.
Yeah, absolutely. But also his comments talking about how he wants to be a more all-around tight end. Looking really forward to seeing what Jack Stahl does this offseason in the camps and OTAs and mini camp, and then later on training camp. It's definitely an exciting signing because, you know, Jeff had made this great point when we were talking about all the faces from the Eagles that are coming over to New Orleans. And the one thing you wanted to kind of replicate, so to speak, from Philadelphia was that rushing attack. Get as many guys involved in as possible, right? As we mentioned with Paganetti and Nussmeier and Moore, and now a tight end that was kind of viewed as the quote-unquote blocking tight end as well with Jack Stahl. So a lot of exciting pieces coming over from Philadelphia.
Definitely going to take a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk. Stay tuned right here on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Checking out the social media Twitter sphere here. And unfortunate news, I was looking forward to watching the Lakers-Nuggets game tonight. And Chris Haynes reporting that Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray will not be in action for Denver this evening against the Lake Show.
Boo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile...
Yeah, postseason play, I think Noak said it a couple weeks back that postseason play can't get here fast enough for the NBA. There's so many, like the
it's gap, that crawl to the playoffs right now.
It really is, because the gap between the teams that are in the playoff race and the play-in race and the teams that are just trying to count lottery balls at this point is gigantic. And that makes a lot of the games kind of boring. I'm not going to lie.
And now, what I don't like right now either is how well the Lakers have looked.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when the Mavericks trade a 25-year-old superstar for an oft-injured Anthony Davis and Max Christie in a first-round pick. Maybe, I mean, sincerely, I know we've already kind of dug out.
Everybody's been killing it.
Nico Harrison enough,
right.
But goodness gracious, what are you doing? And then I think Quentin Grimes, who they also traded, is like lighting it up with the 76ers.
Sure.
Who needs these talented players on your roster? Just get rid of them for nothing. Stupid.
Looking at the Pels in action right now. They are in the second quarter. There it is. 8 minutes left till halftime. Minnesota Timberwolves up 43-35 over the Pellies right now. You can hear that over on the Big 870 AM. Zion Williamson, though, has been looking mighty good this game, Charlie. 6-for-9 from the floor, 4 assists, and 14 points leading the Pels right now.
Yeah, no, it's a strong start for him. Carlo Makovic also is on the floor, and that's been something I've kept an eye on recently, Steve, and just kind of getting your thoughts on it, too. The way that Zion's been playing at times this year, where they've played him more at the three,
yeah,
and kind of instead of the four that he's played traditionally, where you'll have maybe Olynyk and Misi on the floor at the same time, or Makovic and Misi at the same time, or one or like some kind of mix and match of your bigs to play next to Zion, where it's not just one big that he's playing with, but it's two. It's one of them playing the power forward, one of them playing center. I think that's been kind of interesting, especially with one of them being able to space the floor. Makovic has been able to shoot at times this year. Kelly Olynyk's historically been a very strong floor spacer as a big. So they seem to have found something with their center rotation, which is so funny because entering the season, I remember how like terrified we were of the center spot. But I mean, you have some youth in there with Makovic and then also Misi, but you also have the veteran presence in Kelly Olynyk too. They seem to kind of found a strong rotation of bigs next to Zion Williamson, and at times playing two of them on the same floor or on the floor next to Zion at the same time. So it's definitely been pretty interesting, something that I've been monitoring. Right now, Minnesota 43-38. The Timberwolves won the first quarter 30-24. Currently, I believe they are led by Anthony Edwards with 9 points. That's not very surprising. He's been outstanding. So we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I will say, too, you mentioned with Kelly Olynyk, I was familiar with his game, thought he was a decent piece being added to the ball club, but I really didn't think that he was going to have that immediate of an impact on this roster. He's been quite a find for them.
It's really interesting because when you looked at the trade return, right, the Pacers first-round pick in 2026, top four protected, was kind of the gem of the Brandon Ingram trade, so to speak. But I kind of looked at it like Bruce Brown coming over. He was a key piece of the Denver Nuggets run to the championship a couple of years back. Like, that's a pretty interesting player. Bruce hasn't played very well here. He got ejected the other night, and it felt like, I mean, does he even want to be on the floor tonight against the Pistons? He got himself ejected for arguing with the referees. Meanwhile, Kelly Olynyk has quietly been awesome. A very, very strong piece, and he's under contract next year. Bruce isn't. Right. Now, I know that when they made the trade, they had said it was with the intention of potentially getting Bruce Brown here long-term. We'll see, because he hasn't played very well. Now, Kelly Olynyk, on the other hand, he is under contract for next season, and he has played very well. So that's a key piece. And once again, going back to what I was saying about the big man rotation, you have, you know, Misi, you have Maković, these two young guys that are developing this year, getting a lot of playing time. And then you also have Olynyk. I think it's a strong three-man big man rotation.
Yeah, it definitely looks a lot better. Like, that's exactly what I was thinking of the start of the season. We were so concerned of the Pels big situation. And as you mentioned with Brown, the idea was, you heard from the Pels, they wanted to, you know, potentially re-sign him as a piece for next season. I mean, what are you going to say after making a trade that's like, no, we're just going to ride this guy out to the end of his contract?
Right, exactly. So it's a fair point. And we'll see what happens with Bruce during the offseason. I mean, he may sign with another team. You know,
I know
regardless.
One thing that did really stand out to me is like, man, I'm looking to call somewhere home. I'm sick of moving around, he said.
Olynyk said the same thing, too. And I think they're both kind of veteran pieces. And maybe that's also part of the reason why CJ didn't want to leave, you know, at the trade deadline. And he wanted to stay here long term. Real quick as well, Steve, update. Minnesota Timberwolves taking a timeout is now 43-43 Pelicans. Pels are kind of making a run here,
right?
At it. Yeah, so it's exciting stuff. If you want to listen in to the game, tune in over on 870 AM. We'll share updates until we get off the board at 8 o'clock tonight.
We do have a final from tonight's first four play-in game, at least the first of the first four play-in game for tonight. Mount St. Mary's is moving on after taking down American University 83-72. So congrats to Mount St. Mary's. Coming up later this evening, we've got Texas versus Xavier on the docket. We'll see how that one shakes out. I would think that the SEC power would end up coming on top in this one.
So it's funny, the Mount St. Mary's American game blew past expectations, Steve, as far as total points scored.
Yeah.
The over-under was set at like 127. And I mean, it ended up being like 155. So a lot of points scored in that game, kind of surprising Vegas a little bit. As far as Xavier and Texas goes,
Longhorns are the underdog in this one.
Yeah, and so, you know, we'll see what happens there. Once again, tip is at 8:10 tonight. The Musketeers, and both of these teams kind of snuck in on the back end. They were one of the final four teams in. That's why they're playing in this first four matchup. So we'll see what happens. It always feels like in recent years, one of those first four teams gets hot, wins their game in Dayton, and then they win a couple games in the NCAA tournament. I don't know if that's either one of these teams. The winner of this game will play Illinois in the first round. So potentially they could pull off the 11-6 upset. But man, Steve, last night UNC, oh my goodness, they looked awesome. And so if you're Ole Miss in that matchup for the first round,
they could be a sleeping giant in this one.
We'll see, because I think, let me take a look at the bracket. They play Ole Miss in the first round, the round of 64. And then if they win that matchup, they would be playing the winner of Iowa State and Lipscomb. So Iowa State being the 3 seed, 14 seed of Lipscomb. North Carolina could be one of those sneaky teams to maybe make a run to the Sweet 16. That was something that Scott Spinelli, who came on with us in the 5 o'clock hour, was saying. You know, they were disrespected by the national media that kept saying, oh, they didn't deserve to be in. They kept kind of pointing out their 1-12 quad one record, but they ignored a lot of other stats that proved that North Carolina was in fact a very solid team. So, you know, they sneak in, they beat the brakes off of San Diego State last night in the first four, and now we'll see what happens with their matchup with Ole Miss, but keep an eye on North Carolina. We'll see if they could be one of those teams. There's always a double-digit seed. If you're filling out your brackets, there's always at least one double-digit seed that makes a run to the Sweet 16. And we'll see if it's North Carolina this year.
Yeah, when you talked with Spinelli earlier, did he give a Final Four prediction for you?
No, we didn't ask him. He gave a bunch of first-round kind of upset
matchups. I got you.
Yeah, he was more kind of previewing the round of 64. But he also did talk about the one seeds. Steve, Mike, and I have talked about this a lot. The top seeds in this year's tournament, if you're going chalk, this isn't a bad year to do it. As far as those top teams, Houston, Florida, Auburn, Duke, all fantastic. As far as adjusted efficiency rating, I gave this stat out yesterday. Those four teams are four of the top six teams since 2002 in adjusted efficiency rating. So all very, very elite and all primed for deep runs in March.
All that action you can hear over on the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. All the tournament long will be over there. Tonight we've got on the Big 870 AM that action between Pelicans and the Timberwolves. And hopefully, you know, the Pellies can make a run here and make it a game. Like you said, they were able to come back and tie things up. But, you know, just make it entertaining down the stretch. Although we mentioned those lottery balls, we don't want them piling up too many victories when it doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot right now at the end of the year.
CJ McCollum has just given the Pelicans a 49-47 lead with about 4:52 left to go in the first half, Steve.
Don't worry, we got that third quarter coming up that we're used to.
Oh, yeah.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll wrap things up on another edition on this Wednesday evening. Coming right back on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on 105.3 FM over on 870 AM. We got the Pelicans and Minnesota T-Wolves all tied up at 54-54. About 3 minutes left till halftime over there. Just seeing over on social media, Charlie, the Texans and Danielle Hunter have agreed to a one-year $35.6 million contract extension, making him the NFL's second highest paid defensive end.
Whoa.
Yes, indeed.
I guess over 1 year, so it's not like a long-term deal, but still, that's crazy.
Well, he's going to make $32 million this season, a $12.5 million raise, and $55.1 million over the next two seasons. $54.1 million of that is fully guaranteed.
Wow. Yeah, it's a good time to be an edge rusher in the NFL, Steve. Those guys are getting paid.
LSU Tigers getting paid, man.
Yeah, that's true. Real quick, Steve, we had a text earlier on the show from 5143 saying that he keeps reading that Cooper Flagg will stay in school. I think that was when I was talking about the lottery odds and stuff like that. And oh boy, if that happens, and listen, all the teams are kind of near the bottom, like Washington and Charlotte, the Pelicans and all that stuff. The thing is, NIL money is cool. Yes, it's great. The players get paid in college athletics now. However, if you're the number one overall pick, Sports Illustrated has this, for the 2025 season, will get paid $12.6 million. I don't think you're making $12.6 million in NIL money, even at Duke. So it's a significant pay bump. And I know that he's apparently said multiple times he loves it at Duke. I get it. I'll have to wait and believe it when I see it that he stays at Duke instead of taking number one overall pick money.
Sure, and risk further injury. We know he got banged up in, you know, in the conference championship.
Right. I mean, once again, if you turn down that money and go back to school, more power to you. But I need to see it before I can believe it.
Coming back with more Sports Talk tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. If you're looking for the Pels, tune into the Big 870 AM. You'll catch the action in Minnesota as they try and beat the T-Wolves. Talk to you tomorrow and have a great night.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
One night, one goal, stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.